Okay, so as people may know, the BT Young Scientist exhibition is ongoing this week, and there are a number of Waterford schools that are taking part in this year's competition, including a young man from Ardscull, Namara in Tramore. Cian, how are you getting on? How is the exhibition going?
I'm getting on good. It's been going well. Everything's been running smoothly so far.
It's very different having it online, I suppose. What is that experience like?
I'm sure it's after taking away some of the nerves that would be there if I were to do it in person. But it hasn't brought up any problems for me. Like it's all been going well. I haven't experienced being a student in a physical one, so I don't really know the differences. But it's very nice to be able to do it in the comfort of an office.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure it is. And are you from Tramore yourself? And you're obviously a student in Ardscull Namara. What year are you in?
So, yeah, I am from Tramore. I'm in first year now. I'm 13 years old doing the project.
Unbelievable. And could you tell us a little bit about the project and I suppose why you decided to pick this topic in particular? Really interesting. The grey wolf population is what it's about.
Yeah, so my project's name is Rewilding Ireland. Could Glenveagh National Park support a viable wolf population? So Glenveagh National Park is a national park in County Donegal, just to give a bit of background. So I went about answering this question by making a mathematical population model. I started off with a small number of factors and I added on factors as I went on. So I added on factors like food scarcity or diversification of diets or scavenging, that kind of thing. Kind of some people that are listening may be wondering why we'd want to introduce wolves to Glenveagh. Like why would we want wolves here in Ireland? Well, Glenveagh National Park is particularly overpopulated with deer. So the deer population in Glenveagh has expanded far beyond what the population should be. And this has led to Glenveagh National Park becoming severely overgrazed. So plant life is kind of very suppressed there. It's almost barren, like the woodlands aren't able to regenerate. There's very little trees in the park when the park should almost be covered entirely in trees. But wolves manage deer populations, and deer populations in Ireland exploded when the predators were, namely bears, wolves and lynx, with wolves being the main predators, were removed from the island. I personally think wolves are really cool. They're terribly misrepresented in media. They're one of two animals that are misrepresented in media horribly, sharks and wolves. But a thing that a lot of people don't know is that they do bring many and massive ecological benefits to their local environments.
So biodiversity is really to the fore of your whole project, really. And there's a bell going here now. But just in terms, I suppose, of the project and the idea of grey wolves being used as a kind of a way to, you could say, regulate the deer population, would the grey wolf have been native to Ireland at one point?
Yeah, so grey wolves actually used to live in Ireland. They used to range all over the country. They're very prominent in mythology. But it's not really 100% clear when the last one died. There's kind of about 10 last wolf stories of people killing the last wolf. But the last known wolf, I think, was killed in the Wicklow Mountains in the 1700s.
It's really fascinating. And in terms of the grey wolf, I suppose, what kind of led you to looking into this topic specifically? Would the kind of, I suppose, the deer population in Waterford have contributed in any way?
So deer population in Waterford isn't as high as in Glenveagh. I just went there last summer with my family, and kind of I was already interested in ecology, so I already knew that Glenveagh National Park was overgrazed. But I just thought, just kind of it hit me in the moment that such kind of a large and claimed to be wild landscape is still like kind of plagued with overgrazing and environmental issues that I think that like could be solved. I think that's where the idea of my project came from.
And will you have to present your project? Is it today or tomorrow, or when are you presenting your project?
So it's a video presentation of what I've done so far. So you can go onto the BT Young Scientist website and see all of the presentations, the video presentations on the website. I've done two rounds of interviewing or of judging so far today.
And is ecology something that you'd be interested in studying further when you grow up?
I would say so. I would say that's my path in life, something along the lines of that, certainly.
And something as well that's so important and discussed widely as well at the minute with the current climate crisis.
I think rewilding like this will play a massive, or maybe not massive, but will play a large role in fighting the climate crisis, just because healthy environments store a lot more carbon and take in a lot more carbon and produce a lot more oxygen than unhealthy environments.
And you mentioned you're in first year. So is this your first year entering the BT Young Scientist? And if so, will you be entering again next year?
So it certainly is my first year entering, and this certainly is not my last year entering. I will definitely enter again next year.
Great. Well, we'll have to talk to you again next year, Keane. It was lovely speaking to you. An absolutely fantastic idea. Really, really interesting and really fitting, I suppose, with the current kind of emphasis that is being placed on biodiversity and all of that. So if people want to see your project and find out more about it, where can they go?
So they can go to the BT Young Scientist website. And I think the video presentations are going live today, so you'll be able to look at all of those.
Brilliant. And we'll make sure and try and find those and put them on the WLR website so everyone in Walshford can see your project. Best of luck. Yeah. It sounds absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure this is not the last we're going to hear of you going on into the future.